Aircheckdownloads.com. Okay,
bye. Nathan Doerr, Joel Corry, Ella Henderson, Heaven on Gem. 8:15 morning. We're Joe and Sparky. Hi.
Just had Marie on with an expensive mistake. Her husband crashed the £500 sports drone right into the middle of the Trent.
On its maiden flight.
On its first ever flight. So really, read the instruction manual. That's the lesson that we learned in that, right?
There is a lesson as we now turn to another expensive mistake from producer Paul.
Hi, guys. That was that really hit home for me, that one. Because a few years ago, I think it was before drones existed, I bought a remote control helicopter.
Oh, there was like a year where they were in all those gadget shops. Like
they were, and they were like 10 quid each, weren't they?
Yeah.
And I bought a couple and they never really worked very well. So I found this model shop. I seem to think it was in Beeston. Went there especially, spent 80 quid on this one.
Oh.
And it was beautiful. And I thought, well, where is an outdoor space that I can use it in? The Gem car park.
Oh, God. Okay.
So I was, as I'm sat in this seat, it's probably 10 feet from where we are right now.
Yeah.
It's where I flew it, the side of the car park and this wall. And it lasted for, not a joke, 20 seconds before I lost control and it slammed into the side of the building and smashed to pieces.
I think there's no wiggle room with a helicopter though because of the blades.
Yeah.
There is no wiggle. If you get that wrong, it's game over.
That was it. It really was genuinely smashed to pieces. It was not being fixed.
God, did you put it through on expenses?
Put the receipt in. Say nothing.
Next will be Joe and Sparky on Gem.
Sharon, eyes closed on Gem, 8:25. Just after the news at 8:30, you can win Peter Kay tickets for Nottingham Motorpoint Arena Friday. Get your phones on standby.
Is tennis the poshest sport out there? Because something happened over the weekend that would really be a good advert for tennis being, like, the poshest sport. So, think of any sporting event you've been to and some of the warnings they put out into the crowd. Have you ever heard a warning like this?
Ladies and gentlemen, please, if you are opening a bottle of champagne, don't do it as the players are about to serve. Thank you.
Oh, don't you love that? That's from an Australian umpire. John Blom is looking after this match.
It's the most Wimbledon warning I've ever heard.
Guys, please can we time this champagne bottle opening correctly? It's disturbing the players trying to play.
What?
You're opening your verve cliqué. Please can you do it when they're not serving?
That is too good.
Please keep Britain tidy. Take your caviar containers with you when you leave.
Please can you stop rustling your picnic baskets when we're trying to serve a game of tech?
Please, no plucking pheasants at your seats.
This is Gem with Mojo and then there's Peter Kay tickets. Morning.
Aircheckdownloads.com.